Right, how's the form with you? Is all well? Not if you're in the world of the arts. You will be seriously peeved considering the announcement yesterday. But should we have seen it coming?
The campaign was fought, the vote was held, turnout was high, and the public gave their verdict. Brexit means Brexit.
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 I think the Honourable Gentleman first of all should just accept that Brexit means Brexit.
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 So, yes, Brexit means Brexit.
There must be no attempts to remain inside the EU, no attempts to rejoin it through the back door, and no second referendum. The country voted to leave the European Union, and it is the duty of the government and parliament to make sure we do just that.
So how many times did we hear that over the last year or so? Very many times indeed, including from the likes of Diane Dodds, an MEP with the DUP. Diane Dodds, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Should we not have seen yesterday's news coming when we expected that Derry, Strabane, Belfast might have, at some time in the future, 2023, being European City of Culture, that joint bid that's costing thousands? None of us actually saw this coming, whereby we were going to be kicked out before we even got started.
Well, can I just say I agree absolutely with the Prime Minister's comments there that you pled. Brexit does mean Brexit. The sooner we leave, the better. And actually, there must be no referendum and no going back on the democratic decision of the people of the United Kingdom. Can I say this decision to appoint the UK as one of the cities of one of the countries entitled to take part in the City of Culture competition took place in 2014 before the referendum and at a period when things were proceeding as I suppose normal. The referendum vote really doesn't make or not make that big a difference to this one. We are still full members of the European Union. They have awarded the capital of culture status to cities in Iceland, cities in Norway, Istanbul in Turkey, cities that are not in the European Union, but cities that will have a relationship with the European Union.
Yeah, but not a relationship that involves turning your back on the European Union, walking away from the European Union, putting your fingers up to the European Union.
And neither I nor I think the British people, Frank, and I think you need to be very careful in saying things like that. Neither I nor the British people are putting our fingers up to the European Union. I have spoken many times in Parliament where I have said over and over again that while we are leaving the European institutions, we are not leaving Europe. We want to walk side by side with Europe. We want to work together in continuing our and guaranteeing the security of our peoples. We want to trade with each other. I am not turning my back on Europe. And those are false things to say about people who genuinely voted to leave institutions that they did not believe were in the national interest. In terms, if we want to get back to the City of Culture issue, in terms of the City of Culture issue, you know, this was a petty, mean, spiteful thing to do with Europe. After all the generosity of the Florence speech, after all the generosity of what UK politicians have said about actually wanting to work with Europe, to work alongside Europe, this is something that Europe could have done in generosity and in a good spirit. But yet again, Brussels just slams the door. And it is saying to the people of the United Kingdom, the people of Belfast, the people of Londonderry, the City of Culture can go anywhere but the United Kingdom. Petty, mean-spirited, bully boy tactics.
Is there any way to change their minds? Calling them bully boys is hardly going to help, but is there any way to get them to have a rethink?
Well, You know, I spoke yesterday to the most senior official in the private office of the culture sector secretary, and he said that they would be taking this issue up with Europe again. I am sure it's an issue that will come up for questions in Parliament and that our MPs will be working on. We want Belfast and Londonderry to prosper. We want Northern Ireland to prosper. That is why our MPs have been working on city deals, where we want more economic development powers to our city. We want our cities to grow. We want families to do well. We want children to do well. We want to improve the skills and outlook of our people. And that's what we'll be working for. This was a good opportunity to showcase what we've done in Northern Ireland, where we have come to, where we hope to get to. And I hope that the European Union will consider what I think is a petty and mean-spirited decision.
And finally, just on it, because we've had a story this morning about the most deprived areas of Northern Ireland, and the east side of Strabane is the most deprived. Some people from there saying the money would be far better spent helping local Strabane people than bringing in international arts. What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, anything that helps to boost the economic growth and development of an area always has to be looked at. And I think that the arts can boost economic growth, development, as well as give cultural pleasure and aspiration to people. So I'm not against it in that way. But what I do think that we all need to do is work to grow the economy of Northern Ireland, to ensure that going forward, as we work out the deal with the European Union, that Northern Ireland gets the best deal that it can do. And that's what I'll be doing in Brussels. That's what our MPs will be doing in the House of Commons. And that's what we would love a Northern Ireland Assembly to do.
OK, Diane Dodds, thank you. Jim McVeigh is with Sinn Féin. He's a Belfast councillor. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, how much of a setback is this generally? Or to some extent, did you really feel that you probably weren't going to get it anyway?
Well, maybe Brexit should mean economic disaster. I had your clip at the start of the show, Frank. Brexit potentially means disaster, but we're not giving up on this. On this issue, this decision, when Liverpool was awarded the European City of Culture, I think it brought in something like $750 million pounds of revenue into the city and helped regenerate and revitalise Liverpool. So that's what's at stake here. It's a lot at stake for the economy, for jobs, for the arts sector in particular. In relation to this matter.
Diane Dodds not have a good point that other cities outside the European Union have been capital of culture for Europe? So it's really Europe who are putting their fingers up to Britain saying the United Kingdom can't play with our ball.
Well, I don't believe so. I think the problem here is that the people who supported Brexit, it's clear that Brexit is going to be an economic disaster, particularly for this part of the world. And this is a direct consequence of those people who supported Brexit. But listen, we're not going to give up. We have tabled a motion within Belfast City Council that we hope the other parties will support, suggesting that we go over to Brussels and we make the case, the special circumstances that the North face. And remember, the people of the North and the people of Belfast supported staying in the European Union. The key negotiators and the discussions around Brexit have recognised that there are special circumstances that need to be taken into account. So we're going to press our case that that Belfast, Derry and Strabane should be allowed to proceed with their bid for the European Capital of Culture. It's not over yet, Frank. That's the most important point.
It's not over, but even if you're allowed back into it, there are a number of other UK cities who may pip you to it anyway.
Well, that's up to them. I mean, we're not afraid of competition, right? But our case would be that we have a special case to make over and above. I mean, Britain has decided to leave the European Union, and this is one of the direct consequences of that decision. No matter what the Antwerp says, this is one of the direct consequences of the madness of Brexit and the type of economic impact that it can and may have. So we're going to make a case that we are a special case, that there are special circumstances, that the people in this part of our island, in Belfast and Derry and Strabane and across the north, voted to stay, and that we, whatever about Leeds and Dundee and other British cities that we wish to remain. And at the very least, we want to obviously shape what we call a special arrangement, which allows us to continue to play our part in the European institutions.
But is it not just a reminder of how mean-spirited Brussels actually is to do what they've done?
Yeah. Frank, listen, I'm in the middle of I'll have to go into a committee meeting here in council to discuss this, actually, but so I'm going to have to cut our discussion short. But no, I don't think they're being mean-spirited. I think it from their point of view, if people are voting for Brexit, well, they have to take the consequences. But we didn't vote for Brexit. We wanted to stay, and we still want to stay, and we still think that the Belfast Irish bond should be in their bidding for this, and that's what we're going to argue for.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Yeah, I appreciate your time. I knew you were going through the door when we first spoke to you. Jim, thank you. Thank you very much indeed.